totally agree. I wish it only to drink it. And then, of course, there's a famous statement, Jivata Bhagavatam Rasamala. It's just drink Srimad Bhagavatam with the essence of all taste, you know? Like that. So, signing up the talk, you see, topics that are very rejuvenating because they're about Sri Krishna. It's rejuvenating. So, this is the food on the currency, the recommended food that replaces the other food. Now, you can say, well, wait, you know, my mind, I gotta try to look at it, what are the conditions that? It doesn't. Cleaning the system, fasting never killed anybody. Some people say, I can't do it. It's silly, they're not accustomed. They have to break themselves up slowly. Kopavata, for those that are unable to intensive Bible, or intensive work, or intensive most practice, or God knows whatever reason, then Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions Kopavata. Kopavata is fruits, and yogurt, things like that. Yaya Yoga is K-I-S-S, keep it simple. No muss, no fuss, no pots to wash, no big deal. Offer to Krishna, accept it. Then, once a day be good, afternoon would be good. You get even more fruits if you, more benefit, if you take your meal in the day, in the evening. But the biggest meal we should have, as I mentioned before, is Govinda Nama, the Lord's name, and Shastra. That's the biggest we should take for our benefit. So that is needed very much. And only if the living entity is happy, happily associated with Krishna in the form of his name, and happily associated with Krishna in the form of his glories, can you diminish the bodily conception of life. No other way. You can be working all day very intensely, and your mind is fully absorbed in the holy name and remembering Krishna. You don't feel it much. Dehashvata nahi jara samsara bandhan kahatar. If you know you're not this body, where's your bondage? Prabhupada loosely translates it that if you know you're not this body, even though you suffer, you don't feel it very much. People would ask, what about jadarangi, the fire of digestion, pangs, the biting? The udara vega, the pushing of the stomach. You know? What about that? Sometimes, you know, you feel a little grumble. What about me? But sometimes, if you just become a busybody, engaged in something, it just goes away. They may come back. You want some tricks? We'll give you some tricks. There's one trick that I learned last year by the grace of Koti. He took me through a natural path there in Melbourne, this Daniel Taylor. And he gave me a piece of advice that was really, really good. Spirulina, honey powder. And I added haldi to it. I added haldi to the mix. To the mix is a natural antibiotic. Mix that up. I found out that when you take a heaping tablespoon of that in some water, all of a sudden your fire of digestion is pacified. No more fighting, no more complaining. Great. I said, shut up, leave me alone. Will you leave me alone? I just want to chance some around today. Will you leave me alone? I just want to read. Leave me alone. That's the idea. But now, with that as plan B, you've got that. Yeah, and it's not expensive. The stuff, spirulina from Darwin, is not really expensive stuff. You can get it down at the Albert Park, you know, health food store for, you know, a song. You know, one of the half of a kilo for 37 bucks, song. Doesn't break the bank, you know? And it's one molecule different from blood. It goes straight in the veins. And it's a rejuvenator. And a book called Spirulina. PDF from Thailand tells you all the qualities. It's really great. You will not miss any nutrition if you use that as a plan B. For those that have heavy fire, bile, problems, work to do, and you still want to minimize it, I highly recommend it. If You just take it every couple of hours. Shut up. Leave me alone. And that's exactly what will happen. You will not lose any muscle mass. You will not lose any fatigue. You will not lose any energy. Don't worry about it. Otherwise, the best thing to do is out of sight, out of mind. This is not Chakravarti Pad. He mentions that in Bhagavad Gita. In this commentary, chapter 7, chapter 15. And there, he mentions about it, that just like on the codicil, if you made a vow that today I will fast, then throughout the day you can see all different types of food stuff. It doesn't agitate your mind. In the same way, if a person is that they see members of the opposite sex walking on the street, going here and there. But if you are determined, I will avoid this, you know, unnecessary relationship or unnecessary entanglement. If you're determined, I will avoid this unnecessary entanglement, then even though you see so many men and women around, your mind is not disturbed. This is what Vishnu Chakravarti Pad says in his commentary. So it's quite easy. So, the main thing is Govinda Naam, Bhajan, and Smaran. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he recommends it as a day of rejuvenation. As from the Kadasi to Kadasi, make your short-term plans for long-term brain. Because if you think about meal, buying it, chopping it, preparing it, cooking it, offering it, distributing it, distributing it. Clean the box, post-prasadam paralysis, you know? And then, you know, the inevitable. What goes in has to come out, so you have to take a bath, right? Add the whole thing up. Easy 4 hours. Easy. The whole thing will go 4 hours. If you chop a meal, you save 4 hours. What are you going to do in those 4 hours? Rejuvenation. Something that you don't have time to do the other 2 weeks. That's what the codicil is for. And introspection, especially, what the Thakur says. So from a codicil to a codicil, you introspect. What am I getting out of my relationships? Where am I going? Am I making advancement? Am I... like the joker was there. Are we having fun yet? You know? It's like that. But where's the money? Am I getting it? If not, why? In introspection. So, a codicil is meant for that. Not only non-bhajan, but a codicil is meant for private rejuvenation and introspection. Kamkamukashasha, as Amdaya Sutra says. So, it's a wonderful rejuvenator for devotees. Do not miss it. Huh. You want to know a little more? I'll tell you before I start the class. Then, Anuchet 2, 99 Bhakti Sundarbha. I was read once in 1994 in Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj's poem in Durban once. My God, Mother Kushikaris, whose translation? Said that you generally, Jiva Goswami Prabhupada said, you eat one meal on dasi, then you make a sankalpa, a vow. I dear Lord, we will do this for you. In Suryasta, when the sun hits the bricks, goes down for the day, you stop eating and drinking. And you stay up all night hearing and chanting. Okay? Next day, you worship the Lord and continue hearing and chanting. Nothing more than that. He didn't say that. Then, he didn't even tell us about Kalpamasa. Nothing and nothing else there. You stay up all night hearing and chanting. Next morning, in Bharata, you take a little chanana and go together and continue your fasting until you take your viksha, your meal, in the midday. That's all he said. He left it up to us to do the mathematics. Damn, that's impressive. 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no sleep. Wow. You think about the ramifications of everything, but that's not surprising. What's surprising is Anushchet 300. Where he said, if you can't do that, not a very substantial devotee. You know, 16 generations ago, 14 generations, 15 generations ago, We can't even dream of that. Look, we can't even come up to the platform of our grandfathers and grandmother in terms of hard work that they did. And they were just, you know, pious people, moral people at times, even though many of them were drunkards, meat eaters, the whole thing. But generally speaking, they had a strong sense of determination and work ethic and, you know, politeness, even if they were, you know, meat eaters, even if they were malicious. You follow? However, so that's a true for our grandmothers and grandfathers within our living memory. What does it speak of 14 generations? Which meant that they must have had a whole cycle of peer pressure, village talk. You know what I mean? You have support from the villagers. Come on, you're part of the village. What's the matter with you? You got to be part of the action, you know? You can't slouch now. You know, so they had peer pressure. All the villagers came together, they heard it chanted. This is mentioned in Bhakti Vikas Maharaj's traditional Indian village life, where he mentioned that he would add, in Bangladesh, they'd be preaching, and he would ask, when will the evening program start? When everybody gets there. There was no specific time to start. When everybody gets there. And so, you know, you'd have some kirtan and bhajan, you know, between 7 o'clock and 8:30, you know, people would arrive. Then when the thing fills up, for the villagers that came 50 kilometers away, 100 kilometers away, you know, to see you. It all fills up for villagers. Then you have your program. Kirtan, bhajan, pravachan, movie, this, that, answering questions. They stay up all night. 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Bangladesh. Typical. We're just not going home. Sadhu Sangha means we go there, we stay the whole day and all night, and we don't go home. And they work the next day. It's not that they're going to say, okay, I'm going to give up my work for the day. No. They work their job anyway. They have a domestic life. We just simply gave up our sleep that day. We simply adjusted. You can't do that unless you have a taste. So there was something about that as peer pressure. The village people, they actually went along with the ride. And the villagers, you know, you see that with the Pukshokamari Mas, it was Pancho Rathriya, 5 nights at the end of Pukshokamari Mas. Then you have also the 2 harvest seasons in India, the Kharif season and the Rabi season. Then they would have Durga Puja, in the sense there was not Rathrika, 9 nights. Now it's just a party. You know, a bunch of Gujaratis come together and they play with sticks with the opposite sex. And so many things go wrong. You know, and the Christian clinics have a party, you know, after a while. You know, after that. It's just simply a social party. Does it have anything to do with Durga? Not much. Not now. So you see how Kali Yuga has reduced it to a sham of what it was previously. But it gives you an idea of how the villagers helped each other become God conscious in simple living and high thinking. So that was what. And not only that, shall I tell you more? Raju, the next day, is dedicated to Radha, or dedicated to Tulsi Rani. And the Tulsi Stava, which I just got my fingers on not too long back, I got a Kushakrata translated from another manuscript, so now I have a few lines more that were not there in the other edition. I have to target the abundance and look at different editions to get a definitive result. Said that Tadasham Jagare Rapro Tulasi Sava Vatran Sha Aparadam Sha Chamete Tasike Sava. If anybody stays up at night on the Dwadasi night in front of Tulsi Devi chanting this Tulsi Sava, then Sri Krishna will release from them 32 Seva Aparadas knowingly or unknowingly committed in his service. About meal. This is why it's important to take shelter of Tulsi Rani on this day, especially her day. Why? That I don't know. What's so special? Dwadashi, sometimes they were Mahadwadashi, but sometimes Akadashi was vidha, contaminated on the Dasani. So then you followed it on the Dwadashi, like that. Mahadwadashi. Good. Here you have a double king. You have Krishna and you have his consort, both on the same day. Mahabharata. So, then they're very dear to Krishna. But could you imagine it? That if you do 2 days and two nights with no food, no sleep, no worries, could you have the energy to stay up a third night? It's because of her degree of tapasya and influence that such people would do such a thing. She must be that astounding in their life that she would stay up all night and drive as well. Anyway, Obavasa, we can't do it. But the idea of it is improved. You would prove it by, if you have 3 meals a day, cut out one. Do that for 6 months of a goddess, if your mind's not blown. And you can do your work or any emergency, whatever you've got. Cut out another one. Cut out another meal. Okay? 2 meals a day on that Ekadasi. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi. If your mind is not blown, you can do it if you learn to tolerate that. Cut another meal. 1 meal a day with water on Ekadasi. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi. If you can manage it, you can do any emergency, any work that doesn't blow your mind. Up the bar a little bit more. The meal will be fruits. And we'll take it at Suryasta when the sun goes down. Do that for 6 months of Ekadasi. Doesn't blow your mind? You can make the bar again if you like. Huh? Sada, good water, no food. Now, that will cleanse your system really good of a lot of trash you've accumulated. And even externally, for health reasons. It allows the chaturati, the fire digestion, to burn out all types of junk in your bodies. I want to warn you, the next morning can be quite violent. There are a lot of toxins will flow out of the body. Therefore, they recommend it. Milk and water. And you pour that over Shaligram for the Lord, it's Chaturati. It's supercharged. Supercharged Chaturati. And you take that, and that helps you regulate and ease out all the junk out of your fights. The first couple hours can be a little violent, but it's good for cleansing. It's definitely good for removing toxins. Even externally, even tapasya, even the tapasya, even the external side effect is very positive. In Indian culture, fasting for once a week was very healthy. With a steak of once every 2 weeks, it's not a big mind blower. But the most important thing is that you cannot increase your japa, or your smarana, or your pot, or your reading of shastra. Then the Ekadasi Vrata only has karma kanda vichara, only mundane benefits for some punya, some pious accumulation. It's the Harinam, it's the Bhagavatam, it's Krishna that gives them money. And Ekadasi in the 11th canto recommends that because our senses could be agitated due to the effects of the moon on Ekadasi. Perhaps the Lord's senses are transcendentally agitated. Give him more. Therefore, on 11th canto recommends you do extra things for the deity on Ekadasi to give him more. What happens about that in Sada? In Jagannath Puri, I think it's in Chaitanya Bhagavan, the leader is there, that when the devotees of Gauranga and Gauranga were doing Ekadasi Vratam in the Jagannath Balabhagara, somebody brought a vast quantity of Jagannath Mahaprasada. The devotees asked Gauranga, what should we do? And he said, we will offer obeisances to the Jagannath, full Dandavats, full Dandavats to the Jagannath Mahaprasada. Do production now. We're circumambulated. Touch the Tulsi leaf that was on top of the boga, on top of the prasada, to our heads. Put it back and honor it tomorrow. We'll eat it tomorrow. We're not disrespecting the touch of the prasada. We will offer obeisances to it. Touch the Tulsi to our forehead. Eat it tomorrow. Interesting. Then, you do that for 6 months of Ekadasi, your mind is not blown by sunlight. You will try. But Prabhupada's godmother, When I asked him once, he goes, "Dear sir, who does that? Very few. 24 hours is not a big deal." He said, "No. Real your job means, God said, it means 2 days. 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no water. Who does that? Who does their job? Who does juggernaut? See, after you successfully do their job, 6 months of a guy says, can't even think about juggernaut. Staying up. Hey, you need support. You want to do that? You got to ask some questions to sing. That's what happened in the village today. Bud Jones is saying, yeah, variety. Variety is the most. Plan C. I told you about street art and art. You read that book, your sleep is toast. You're not going to be able to go to sleep after reading street art. It's too intense. It is very, very, very intense. Your sleep is toast. If that's what you want, that's plan C. And plan D is, according to climate, sprinkle some water on your head, go take a shower. But it's associated with water. You're absorbing water through your skin. Think about it. Yes, no. Sometimes that keeps you awake. It's refreshing. Cold bath wakes you up. Splash some water in your face. Run around the block. Throw it in the snow, In the northern climate, all you got to do is just go outside. There are many stories of the goddess in Mahatma, but people that gathered Sukrita, they simply didn't know today was a goddess. They stayed outside the whole night freezing, with their consort or with so many things. And the next morning they got the fruit of the goddess benefit. So that's another strategy. Stay outside. I said, "I mean, she can do it. Why, if she can do it, why can't you do it?" A little heavy, but hey, it'll keep you awake. Stay after. There was in a lot of Dhammadhar Party in America, there were three unwritten rules for late night job past 10 o'clock. Don't stop moving, don't stop chanting, and don't sit down. You do any of those three things, your job is history. Don't stop chanting, don't stop moving, don't sit down. That's post 10 o'clock PM job. You know what? We learned that the hard way. That those three rules better not be violated if you want to finish your 8 rounds or 10 rounds before you call at 11 p.m. or 12. Don't stop chanting, don't stop moving, don't sit down. These are cardinal rules. They're unofficial, but they make a lot of sense, So, we have so many things. Yes, and both you got Narakar, then Narayana Chakravarti, he mentions about Ratri Kala Bhajans, nighttime Bhajans glorifying the Lord, singing His glories. Nobody hardly knows those Bhajans or the Ragas, because who stays up at night? It's not with us, therefore we don't know a darn thing about that. But it's there, and Bhakti Ratnakar is in the time when it was written, when it was composed for Lord Gauranga by Narahari Chakravarti. It was a happen thing. What's the matter with you? Of course you spent 2 days, 2 nights, no food, no sleep, no words. Of course. What's the matter? No. You got to be into the ground. No, it's like spiritual peer pressure. And you got it. It was described in this book I got, which I pass out. I gave it yesterday to Bhakti Simon. I give it to anybody. It's the dearest traditional book. And that's ecstatic. That book is ecstatic. Prabhupada is done. Compiling the 12, 13, 14, 15 velocities. You find all of it. It's a wonderful reading on the goddesses. It tells you about the mandatories. It tells you why. And in the introduction it says, 400 years ago, Prabhupada said in the introduction, it used to be a very happening thing. Why? Because anybody from any background could easily get liberation. You could have been a gurkha. You could have been a thief, a rogue, a prostitute. It doesn't matter your background, your job, or whatever you got. You did a godly, you were liberated. Krishna liberated you. He was proud of you. No matter what else you did the rest of the 2 weeks. That's what it says. And for that reason, completely across the board, whether you were Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, from this village to that village, or a bhangi, or a sweeper, or women, or anybody. It was a happening thing to do. 3 days of investment, and you get easy Krishna's mercy and liberation. Because liberation was easily obtained. Hey, that was the investment. We're going to do it. Hell or high water, you know? It was like a happening thing. Yeah. How do you do it? Here. Good luck. You're going to have to climb Mount Meru, you know, because generally to find devotees, even good ones that are interested, is not an easy thing. You have to have a multi-pronged practice, you know? Prajna's strategy, in company as well. 3-4 devotees together, with good reason. Tulsi Rani will be your helper, you know, she'll stay up with you. Deities, if you have private shaligrams or something, they stay up with you. Then their glorious. Next thing Bhadaswami told me, that before Ekadasi ends, you have to do your worship of the Lord. No bath is generally done after the Dwadasi Tithi starts. What? See, the Hari Bhakti Balas quotes some shloka there that 2 weeks of your worship will go to the demon Vatapi. Vatapi, I think it was the guy that his brother, Tendapin Vatapi, the brother that tried to give a testimony, his brother, in the form of animal sacrifice, animal product, that passed palming it off as Yajna Shrishta, the remnants of sacrifice. And the idea of it is when the sage ate that, then the brother would chant the mantra, he would come back and both burst the stomach of the sage, both of them would eat the sage, you know. But when they pulled that stump and gave it to Agastya, who was the founder of the Tamil language, this place is still there in Tamil Nadu. When they gave it to him, before, he just popped it in his mouth, and then all of a sudden he went, burp. He digested it. His brother chanted the mantra, but his brother was already digested, you know. There's another reason why Brahmins should eat meat, you know. But it's an interesting story. So Bhadaswami told me, he sent me some pramana, pramana bhakti balas. If you worship, if you pay the deity on Dwadasi morning, 2 weeks of your puja go to the demon Vatapi. Hey, I need all the fruit of my service. If I want to give the fruit, I want to give it to my wife, I want to give it to my departed parents, or I want to give it to my children. But I don't want it to be stolen by the demon Vatapi. Naturally. Okay, Kadashi means make it better than the last one, you know? So I gave you everything, gift advices and all that, how you can up the bar, out of the centimeter, as the sportsman says, you know? You can try to improve it and make it better. Why should you improve it? Because very easily you can get liberation, simply by a Kadashi. Then in Garuda Purana Sarodhara, chapter 8, verse 26, is the following shloka. Ekadasi Vrata, Gita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavata, Ganga Ambu, Ganges Water, Tulsi Dala, Tulsi Prasadam, thrown in the mouth, Vishnu Padambu, Charanam, and Nanani, the holy name, Marane Mukhidani Cha, those that are dying, which is almost, it grants liberation, the gift of liberation. Hey! Well, Ayaram, Gayaram, and Ayarani, Gayarani. It's a question of time. Today or tomorrow we'll die. Why not practice? This is why I mention it. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We'll try to keep it brief. All of you, sadhus and sadhus. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse 13. Yadagrana Bhakshoki Hinta Sarayas Tata Pashor Alambanam Nahincha
Tata Pashor Alambanam
Nahincha Evam Yavaya Bhajayana Latya
Evam Yavaya Bhajayana Latya
Evam शुद्धं न विदुः स्वधर्मम् ज्ञान भक्षो नित सुरायाशोर्लबनम हिंसाय प्रजया नरत्या शुद्धं न विदुः स्वधर्मम्
सरलम्बनम्
नाहिंसाम् Religious sex life is also permitted, but only in marriage for begetting children, and not for sensuous exploitation of the body. Unfortunately, however, the less intelligent materialists cannot understand that their duties in life should be performed purely on the spiritual platform. Very interesting. Prabhupada has given the following statement in regards to animal sentiment. Yageshu balam vanava proktam devato deizatakapaso hinsanama taram yadra tasamadatvam nacharita buddho kato yagyen vaja uladvam yanti deva chapatrake ato labha alambanam svarvasya na jumaranam. According to the statement, The date is sometimes prescribed animal sacrifice and ritual performances for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, or a particular demigod. However, if one mystically slaughters animals without ritually following the Vedic prescription, such as this killing is actual violence, should not be accepted by any intelligent person. If the animal sacrifice is perfectly performed, the sacrificed animal immediately goes to the heavenly planets of the demigods and the forefathers. Such a sacrifice is not for killing animals, but for demonstrating the potency of the Vedic mantras, by the power of which the sacrificed creature is immediately promoted to a higher situation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, has forbidden such animal sacrifice in this age. There is no qualified Brahmins to chant the Vedic mantras. So-called sacrificial arena becomes an ordinary butcher shop. In an earlier era, when unscrupulous persons tried to establish that meat-eating and animal killing are acceptable by misinterpreting the Vedic sacrifices, Lord Buddha personally appeared and rejected their heinous proposition, described by Jayadeva Goswami. Unfortunately, the conditioned soul are afflicted by four imperfections, one of which is the jiva propensity. Thus, they tend to exploit the concession that the Lord mercifully gives to them in religious scriptures for their gradual purification, rather than follow the Vedic injunctions for simultaneously satisfying the senses and gradually elevating themselves. Conditioned souls reject the actual purpose of such apparently materialistic ceremonies, so they become more and more degraded in the ignorance of the bodily conception of life. Thus, they fall down altogether from the varnashram system, taking birth in violent, non-Vedic societies, foolishly consumed with small fragments of universal religious principles, prevalent there to be the exclusive religion of the soul. As a result, they fall into fanaticism, embracing merely sectarian, dogmatic views of religion. Such unfortunate persons are completely out of touch with their own eternal function in life, consider things to be vastly different than they are in reality. End of the purport. Vrindavane Ramanadeti Prasiddha Bhumo Tatravi Krishna Balaram Sufagam Bhutej Nanam Param Paramai Krishna Siddharam Chuttam Dandasta Deva Prabhupada Namaste Samsara Dukha Jalado Vadikasya Karma Akro Dari Akrama Kodai Kavali Kripasya Durvashanani Karitasya Narashrayasya Chaitanya Chandra Mamadehi Vadavalambam Jaladara Sashivarno Bhavadisha Vishayamu Sahachari Vana Vrindai Kridamana Vichesho Nada Banajita Vesho Kila Pitam Varadyo Jagada Janami Hito Rama Krishna Mato Asli Vajra Kalpataru Kishcha Kripasa Dibhyeva Cha Vrigana Pavana Kishcha Vrigana Pavana Kishcha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Give it to him, Nishma. We haven't seen him in a long time. Okay. What is interesting here is the Gananda Bhaksho Girata Sarayas. It's interesting. Of wine, it says you should smell it. But the Gananda Bhaksho, eating it is actually smelling it. Grana. Everything was there. There's six rasas, taste. And cooking and preparing, six things had to be taken care of. Aside from the six kinds of taste, everything had was touch, smell, decoration, appearance, how it looks. And taste. Not like that. Taste. And the pleasant mood of accepting it. All that. They all added to go to really cause an impression. The idea of it is that even if somebody who had no appetite at all, to simply by honoring something that was astoundingly made, correctly, first class, spiced, perfect, done with love, offered to the Supreme Father, it made their Jaitanya roar. It was just like a flame. The fire attacks were just in flame. And all of a sudden, it's a little bit hard. It's a test of your determination. It's a test of your sense of control. They were stranded. So stranded meant one third water, one third air, and one third food. So you didn't, you know, you just pieces. And also, Kaladesha Patra, what time is it? Should I eat it at night? Maybe not. Should we save it the next morning? I go in the mapuji stand. If it's after 7 at night, not going to eat any heavy carbohydrates because the fire is so low, too, we can't digest it. Fruits, vegetables, that could be taken. But it's interesting. If the ground above chop, because by smell, you're eating it. It's interesting here. Baksha, the taking, or enjoying, or eating. The grammar of Baksho, Vihita, is enjoying the shastra, suraya, of liquor. A liquor that was offered in sacrificial performances should be smelled. Now, what about somorasa? They used to make it in Dwarka. Outside of Dwarka, the archaeological survey, then they had found big stone mortars, huge ones, about this big, as stone, that they used to crush somalata, plants, soma plants, and extract the juice out of it, which was obviously not just smell, but it was like a syrup, it was like a liquor, it was fermented. But fermented Ayurvedic rasayanas, they kickstart a weak chaturvedi, drakshashava, grape wine. Not very powerful. 20%, 30% alcohol. You're only taking a little bit, you're not drinking a glass. You're just taking a shot. You're just taking a small capful or something. Just to give you a little shot. It's not, you know. I had one friend of ours in our movement. It's an acquaintance, let's say, I heard about it in the 70s, 80s. That on the plea of Ayurvedic medicine, you could get one Ayurvedic medicine cow made by the boss. You know, just drink it, you know, the whole bottle, you know, 30%, you know, 30% alcohol. Goo, 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 goo. Come on, you know, who are you trying to get? So, if the ground of Baksho Vihinta Suraya is stated in Shastra that if you want to respect the prasada Suraya, the liquor, that better just smell it. One Brahmin told me in the city when I was doing puja in the 1979, like that. Some Indians in our temple wanted to do a Satyanarayana puja. They made a try to that, you know. They can do their thing now. They come to the temple, give a little donation, let them do their thing. But they had a Satyanarayana puja. So he came to me. What do you need a white dhoti? Oh, that's not hard to arrange. Okay, I can do one of those. From the book, for the shop. It's not a problem. I need a upavacha, upanaya. Why, you don't have one? Don't you know that if you drink liquor, you can't wear a brand of bread. Do you drink liquor?
Of course!
You said it like that to me, you know? Anyway, you know. For the sake of the Satyanarayana Yoga, I will abstain for some 3, 4, 5 days or whatever. You know, they put it up with me for the purpose of show bottom doing the yoga, you know, that he stayed for 3, 4, 5 days. He didn't. What about Kavaji? Can't imitate him. His affection. In Govindabala Manatrika is the wonderful about that. The Prabhupada Rasarnava, the best pranam mantra I ever found for Balarama stated, Shuddha Svatika Shankasa. He was like the purified crystal and like the conch shell. And his eyes are rolling red from intoxication.
Ronijanayam Rama, the son of Ronini, Lord Balarama.
Kamapala,
the protector of transcendental desire, Bhajamyam, I worship it. Now, in that literature, Govinda Bhavanathika, which I had the pleasure to read, I still got a long way to go on that literature. But it mentions there that Balaram, after Krishna got permission from his mother and father to finally take care of the big cows and gopas every day, then all of a sudden Krishna was speaking confidentially with Sri Rama. What are you, how do you counter? Why are you talking and you're not letting me on it? Then Sri Rama said, to fulfill the desire of my mothers. What are you discussing that? And what is that? Well, they wanted you and Krishna to please come and grace their house. And what will you give us, Balaram asked? Well, anything in my house belongs to you. We'll give you anything. Is that a fact? Yes. Will you give us wine? And Sri Rama thinks about it. There's a big pause. Okay. Really? Yes. And let's go immediately. Then the Balarama and Krishna and Sri Rama, they take a shortcut. They got thousands of boys and thousands of cows. They got to go on the main road. There's no way. So they went on the main road. But Krishna, Balaram, and Sri Rama, they cut the shortcut that goes through Sankhya. And they got home quick. And halfway, Sri Rama tells, Sultan, please go tell our mothers. That was, they asked us in the morning. The fruit is coming to them. Krishna, Balaram, coming to their house. So Sudama ran ahead. And Kirti Dasahi was, Sudama, how is it that you're here? And now without with your elder brother? What is that? And Sushila's son, Chandrabhanu's wife's son, my dear boy, how is it that you come? Nothing. Have a deep desire. It's about to find. Kanu and Dauji are coming with all their friends just to fulfill your desire. Really? Kirtita goes to Sushila. Let's make arrangements. We'll call all the village girls and we'll get a golden thali. We'll put all the arrangements. We'll give it swagatam. Welcome. Please come in our house. So, he had all these little girls with clay pots in their head, water pots in their head with mango leaves and going, ooh, and the world's all like this. Welcome to Krishna and Balarama. And so Sushila offered a golden thali to Krishna and Balarama. Just and Kirtan was very nervous. Oh, they've come. We have to give them some reception. What should we give them? Huh? Bala? She called after Sri Rama. Bala, what is it? What is it, my dear boy? What should we give? What should we give Krishna and Balarama? Kadambari. Kadambari. Soda. Soda. Liquor. Why? Will that be proper? Mother, I promised. Sri Rama goes, Mother, I promised. Oh well, so she pulls out this mudka, this clay jug of Kadambari. Evidently it was a Vrishabhasi regular, you know, something that they regularly had, you know. Gauzi was just asking for something that's just, you know, local. Nothing surprising, you know. Made out of Kadamba flowers? Must be. You know, fermented Kadamba flowers, essence mixed with some fruits or something that went off a little off. Must be. I had to investigate. I have the full knowledge on it. Gauzi saw it, and he goes, oh, and he starts wheeling around with the jug in his hand. He goes, Krishna, Krishna, would you like to share this with me? But on second thought, you're a little young. And Krishna's 8 days younger than Gauzi. And second thought, you're a little young. And Gauzi quaffs the whole thing, you know, he starts to quaff it. Kirtita goes, Gauzi, if you're pleased, could I seek a benediction? Sure, Mahan Demon. Sure, Mahan Demon. Could you please protect my two boys, Sri Dhamma and Sudama, in the forest? But Ma, that's already going on. I'm already doing that. And she brings out another matka. And Krishna sees that and goes,
He just says, Dowsy's had enough. That's it, you know? Then the news comes to Radhika Sundari upstairs. Your Priya, the Lord of your heart, is downstairs in your house. And Vrishabhanu Nandini goes, oh, how can I go? How can I go present myself? Because if I go, then my superiors will surely see my attraction for him, and that will not be good. Maybe I shouldn't go. Then Lalita Vishaka said, Rajasundari, you will certainly go, and we will help you. We will help you. So they guide her down the staircase on each side of her to support her. When Krishna sees Radha, he becomes stunned. When Radha sees Krishna, she becomes stunned. They both start to perspire and nervousness. Then it's Subha, Radharani's expansion in that taste of friendship. Looks exactly the same. Carbon copy of Radhika, the only difference is that he's a boy. You can't tell them apart practically, they're so carbon copy. As mentioned in Radha Astapara Nam in Sloka 34, how Radhika is given a form equal to her own, Subal, who's very dear to her, from Roman 35. Radhika. So he goes, look at these two perspiring. There's not enough care. All you guys get out. Don't you think it's an old coward boy? All you guys get out. There's not enough air. I can't just see them perspiring. It's not enough air in there. We need more air. Please leave the room. So he kicks out all these guys. And the boys immediately, Krishna's perspiring. Oh! And they grab big leaves and they put it in their hand. They start to immediately fan Krishna. And Subha goes, you boys are not very expert in fanning with these leaves. That's okay. You boys, there are too many boys in this room here. We need more air. Why don't you hand those leaves over to these girls? They're very expert at that. Let them do that as inside the house now. Nah, you would do it outside in the forest, you know? So when Subha says that, the boys go, all right, let these Vajari girls, let them do that same, you know, we'll do it later. So you go outside when the perspiration comes down, that's when they'll come out. So Subha says like that, right? So then immediately they start talking, Radha and Krishna, you know, they start talking in some language. And Krishna tells Radha from the very beginning, Sundari, be very quick. We have to talk very quickly. Because as soon as Balarama blows his horn, everything will change. It's a game-changing experience. When Krishna blows his flute, everybody nuts. You forget everything. What am I supposed to do? The sound is so astounding. The roots go backwards. You know, the trees shed honey, you know, in tears. And it's just overwhelming. The calves stop drinking their mother's milk. Yamuna flows backwards, everything is stuck, and Krishna plays the flute. But Dowsy's Kamapala, he has to protect transcendental desire. So everybody has their domestic duties, a service in the Dhamma, that cannot be interrupted. So Dowsy blows his horn, noob! And as soon as he hears the horn, poo! What am I supposed to do? Everybody goes back to reality. I know what I'm supposed to do, it's my service, what's my Dhamma? Everything changes, the dream is over. Changes. And it's astounding how Balarama plays his horn no matter what. No matter how much Kadambari he's got, it doesn't stop his duty. Fact is, when he has to stay back on his appearance day to give cows and children the Brahmins, he tells Krishna, dear Krishna, please, you play the horn today out there to make sure the boys are all proper, do their duties, and the games change, and the places change according to the flowing pattern. Tringa, the horn, and you please do it, because the dad has to stay back home. Dowsy generally does that, very dutiful. So he's Kamapala, he's a protector of transcendental desire, no matter how drunk he is. So he cannot be imitated. His drunkenness cannot be imitated, it's his leela. It doesn't stop his power one iota. But by chapter 5, act 5, all the boys are smashed. So it's not just Balarama. It's a typical Vrishabhasi thing. which we have to understand later on.
So, in the Granda Bhakshava Gita Sutta, yes, smelling it, this is how somebody should accept sacrificial offerings of wine. And not by drinking. Now, if you do that in the village, the wine will be drunk by the Kshatriyas. They have license and Kshatriyas to drink like that. And then it says here, Tatapashor Avabhatam Nainsa, in the same way, sacrificing animals should not cause violence. Not to increase the violence. The kings were allowed to hunt animals to practice the killing art. And indeed, they were allowed to kill and eat those animals thus killed in the forest after offering. They offered it to some daivata, like that. Not to increase violence. Kabhi-kabhi, just occasional, they would eat meat. Not that they ate meat every day. Not that the Kshatriyas ate meat every day. Just on occasion. Whatever they got by hunting, whatever. Evam. Evam vivaya. In the same way, vivaya, sex life. Kajaya, na ratyai, for the purpose of children and not for ratyai. Not for enjoyment. Not for exploitation. Sensuous exploitation of the body. Imam Vashuddha. In this world, we should live. Imam, as pointed out here in the previous verses, Vashuddha, for purification of consciousness. Vashuddha Buddhaya, for purifying the brains. Vashuddhaya Yukta, purifying your existence, purifying that which is favorable. These are described. Ashuddha Chaitanas, keeping a pure consciousness. These are many words described in Bhagavatam and Gita. Ashuddha Chaitanas. Now, there's something more. As Bhagavatam mentions, that those that are not killers of animals, the killers of the soul, are unable to understand the self. The Vritta Tatsaku Bhagiya Mana. Talents of Krishna are very wonderful. Avoshadi, they are medicine. It cures the disease of existence of the mood. Avoshadi, Chokta Manogunama, and they're very pleasing to the mind. Kanujabashoga Gunanavada, the Supreme Lord who is praised in so many prayers and songs. Giravyate, but not accepted for life. Vina Pashukna. Not by those that are killing animals and killing the soul. So Pashukna. So the idea of it was, as Mahaprabhu told Chankasi and Chaitanya Charitamrita, who was rejuvenating the animals, they did not, if they were offered in sacrifice, they attained a higher destination to prove the efficacy. It was a test. The test of the Puruhits, the youngest Puruhits, chanting. Bhota, the Advaro, the Brahma. The Brahma, he was the man in charge of all the chanting. He made sure that the uchara and the chanting was quite correct. So it was a test of the efficacy of the four pundits that were conducting this yajna. Proof to the Raja, to the Yajamana, the person who was receiving the benefit of the yajna, who sponsored the yajna, to prove that these brahmins could do their job, they rejuvenated an animal in the fire. The animal would be put in the fire, and immediately they got a human body, or they went to the heavenly planets, just to prove. The animal did not lose by that sacrifice of their body. Immediately, tarp, they were immediately promoted. Because people could not do that, animal sacrifice is forbidden in Kali Yuga. It states in Kali Yuga, Ashvamedam, the horse sacrifice, Gavalambam, sacrifice of the cows, Sannyasam, the renounced order of life, Palapaitrikam, and what is it?
No, Devarena Sutopatyam. Devarena Sutopatyam. Devarena was the elder brother. Sutopatyam. But getting a child and your younger brother's wife, the elder brother, if he was dead or if he was unable to. So one of them, Pala Paitrika, Pala is protecting. Paitrika, can't remember that, I apologize to you. Hello, Panchavivar Jaya, in Kali Yuga, phase 5 must be given up. Come, that's meant. One of them, I apologize, I couldn't figure out one of them. So, because you cannot protect the horses, you cannot protect the cows, the Brahmins are not able to chant it. And the renunciates are not very renounced. And the elder brothers, they covet the younger brother's wife. They're not so unmotivated now. In Kali Yuga, therefore they forbid it to protect the society from unscrupulous chiefs. Like that. It is 9:05. Hare Krishna. Questions? Any burning ones? Couple is fine. Otherwise we'll stop for the morning. God, this is a great day. Hey, if you're self-employed, if you've got some disability, it's a good day to say, I'm sick. Baba Yoga. I got Baba Yoga. It's time to clean up my move. I'm sick. I can't go to work. I'm sick. You're calling me sick. Baba Yoga. Anybody who did a Kadashi Vrata, they were liberated. Therefore, it was very popular. Why not? Hey, we need all the help we can get, right? Stack it up. You know, if you live where cows are, anybody who dies in the cook show is liberated. Guru Puran says, cows are great. Tulsi's great. The Dham is great. The holy name is great. The sadhus and sadhus are great. Stack it up as high and as wide as you can. because it's so difficult, the mind is so restless and uncontrolled, to think of pushing the time of death may or may not happen. I think it was Kanchipura. He asked Ramanuja Acharya, he asked Bharadaraja that question. He's failing Bharadaraja, and he's asked this question. My dear Lord, what happens if at the time of death your devotee is unable to think of you? What would be his destination? Varadaraja replied, I will think of him. That's right. You put your Shalagam Shela, you put Govardhan there, you put Tulsi Rani there, you have cow dung, you have durga grass, you have sesame, tilu, you have Pakina, you have Baba Pat, you have Sadhu Sadhis, you have the cow, you have the cows, right? Stack it up as high as you can. So that is so auspicious that Lord Vishnu's compassion will be invoked. And he will enter the mind, even if the devotee and common person. Plus, we also have to remember that the ears are the last of the senses to go. You may not be able to speak, but you can still hear. And therefore, Harinam should be on the tongue. Yeshvasena hi vishvasa kata rudo vishiti kirtaniyamato palyat Harinam eva kevalam. There's never any guarantee which breath will be your last. Harinam should be on the tongue at all times. The life insurance policy. Hurry now. So it's good. Let's do it. I should bring Takarani. She did it. Oh, she's a Bengali princess of the 16th century. How can I follow it? Nevertheless, we should try. Pray to her. We should try. To chant Hare Krishna day and night. You know? That's wonderful. It's Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Everybody knows that. Who doesn't? I surely don't. I can improve it. Right? It's our philosophy to improve it. Today's a good day to do it. May you all be happy and successful in that. Jai! Srimad Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Radha Vallabha, Femina Bhavati Subhati. And this one, that question for you. You didn't give me one, so I gotta give you one. Why is a Kadasi bus But you know, everybody knows that Purnima, right? So Radha Krishna blend in the moonshine.
Clear,
right? Or Amavasya, they wear black so that they blend in the night.
Clear,
right? What's the karan? What is the karan for a Kadasi Vastra? You know, black. You know, the silver, red, pink. What's the reason behind that? Do you know, Prabhu? Huh? What's the reason behind that color?
Different colors, you know, I know.
Sunday is yellow, you know. There are different colors for different tithis, for different days. Mars is really red, you know. Bright red for Mars, you know. Like that. So astrologically, we can understand something very. Why would it be silver, pink, and red?
I have no idea.
Every Kadasi comes, he's always going, what's that? You know?
Why? You know?
But evidently I'm not greedy enough, otherwise they would tell me, you know? Or they would provide it. Maybe later, you know? I don't know. That's why I thought to ask. Have a wonderful Kadasi, sadhus and sadhvis. By the grace of Granta and Radhavallabha and Jagannath Balaji Subhadra. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.